Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
What's your reaction to this?
Well, it's a murder, Stephen, and all murders are to be condemned and they're to be fully investigated. If it is a sort of tit-for-tat, some sort of revenge killing, then we know from decades of horrible and bitter experience, the only way to break that cycle and make sure there isn't another one down the road is for the people who have the information about what happened, and there are people who know what happened and who did it, to get that information, by whatever means, to the police service of Northern Ireland so that the people who perpetrated and planned that murder can be brought to book. And that is the lesson of the Troubles. I would also say, you know, there's a lot of speculation where the IRA involved. It certainly sounds to me as if they certainly haven't gone away, you know, whatever the formality or informality of their current structures. And that does mean there are questions for Sinn Féin to answer, because Sinn Féin, like people on the Loyalist side, decided, they made a decision during the Troubles that terrorism was a legitimate tactic. And you hear often Sinn Féin politicians saying it was justified by the circumstances. And I fundamentally disagree with that. Terrorism is an absolute. And once you cross the line, you open a Pandora's box that you can't close. Because if you're saying that there are certain circumstances under which acts like yesterday or the Wednesday nights can be justified, then that's a subjective view. And you can change your mind and say, well, the circumstances no longer justify terrorism. But others can say, well, we disagree. We think the circumstances still justify.
Mike, you slightly took me aback there just a moment ago. So the leader of a unionist party, the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, you've just said you don't believe the IRA's gone away.
I don't think individuals who are in the IRA have gone away. And what I said was, whatever the formality of their structure.
That's a different thing altogether, Mike. So maybe you want to clarify. You did say you didn't think the IRA had gone away.
And I said, but in that sentence, Stephen, I did say, whatever the formality or otherwise of their structure.
So do you think there might be an organised structure, a coherent structure around those individuals?
I doubt very much if the structure is as it was 20, 30 or 40 years ago.
That's not the question.
But I am sure there are people who were in the IRA who are still in touch with each other, and I would like the investigation into this murder to investigate whether there is a formal or informal structure and still a network, whether it's formal or informal, of IRA, or if you want to call them former IRA people, who still believe that there are circumstances which justify murder, because I don't believe there are any circumstances that justify murder.
So you wonder, you're not sure whether there is still remaining a formal or informal structure around these people associated with the IRA.
The people who were in the IRA have not all passed away of natural causes, Stephen. Some of them are still out there.
Well, we know
that.
What
is their mindset? Do some of them disagree with people like Martin McGuinness, who say the circumstances no longer justify terrorism? Are there some who believe, actually, I think there are circumstances that do justify terrorism.
Well, what do you think?
Including murder. Well, clearly there are some, because somebody committed that murder this week.
Brian?
We know Stephen, we know how long these transitions take. In fact, at one stage, I'm pretty sure there was an IMC report which talked about the need to have leaderships in place to complete transitions. So, have all of these organisations gone away structurally? No, they haven't. Are they still out there in some form? Probably they are. But as Mike Nesbitt says, this is all part of what needs to be considered, assessed, analysed by the police. So we can sit here and I can sit here and I can tell you what I am hearing, Stephen, okay? And I'm hearing it from a number of Republican sources. I'm hearing from a police source that the major line of inquiry is the link between the Davison and the McGuigan murders. But politically, what Mike Nesbitt will be waiting for, what Peter Robinson will be waiting for, what the other political leaders will be waiting for, is what is the best assessment that the PSNI and its Chief Constable George Hamilton, what is the best assessment they can give when they have considered all of the information,
okay,
all of the evidence and all of the intelligence. And that is what this case now rests on.
Mike Nesbitt, we've heard the First Minister saying that there will be repercussions if any organisation linked to the... Well, let's just hear what Peter Robertson actually said.
We'll certainly be talking to the PSNI to see what their findings are in terms of the involvement of any organisation. But let's be very clear, there will be repercussions if that was found to be the case. There is a process within the Assembly and with the Secretary of State should any organisation go back to violence, and it certainly would be totally unacceptable for any organisation which is involved in violence to be part of the executive of Northern Ireland.
So that would be Peter Robinson's position. What's your position on that, Mike?
I think we have to find out who did it, who they were, whether they were linked to current or former organisations, and let the police do their job.
But what implication would it have for the executive?
It would have a very serious implication. If the police and the authorities were to come back and say this was an operation by the Provisional IRA, who are still up and running in a very formal sense in 2015. And I don't believe that that is necessarily the case. But as I've said before, not all the people who were in the IRA have passed away. They're still out there. No doubt some of them still believe that they can justify terrorism because of the circumstances. And that's because they crossed the line that says terrorism is an absolute, as in absolutely unacceptable. Politics is the only way forward. We have to deliver more up here at Stormont for the people to show them that this is not as good as it gets, that there is a better way forward, and that violence has no part in it.
One last question, Mike, while you're with us on a separate matter. I was reading in the Belfast Telegraph today, they're suggesting that Peter Robinson has indicated progress has been made in talks to resolve welfare reform. Are you aware of any progress?
I am not aware of any progress, but it would not surprise me, Stephen. One of the reasons that we did not sign up to the Stormont House Agreement on the 23rd of December last was that we wanted to see whether there had been any side deals going on. There may not have been men, but there may well be talk between the two main parties, which would represent a side deal. I do attend every Monday afternoon the group that is called the Stormont House Implementation Group. We're still not discussing a welfare reform. It's like a virtual world where you discuss other elements of the Stormont House Agreement, perfectly aware that these will never come see daylight unless the DUP and Sinn Féin agree on welfare. So they may well be having discussions. They may well be making progress, but they are not briefing the other three parties who sat in
December
at Stormont House. I think it is not a particularly good way to go forward, but what we do need to do is resolve this, and the realpolitik of it is, while there are five parties in the executive, two of them are the big parties of the executive. I don't think that's good for Northern Ireland. I think the evidence since 2007 is that they can agree very little, that they've brought us very... they haven't taken us forward since they assumed power in 2007.
But, of course, the electorate put them there.
Got the vote
exactly
from the electorate.
So if they're doing a side deal, and if they are, and if that achieves a result in terms of welfare reform, then you would support their side deal, right?
Well, you've just put two ifs in there, and that makes it so speculative I couldn't even comment on that, Stephen. But I do want it resolved.
OK. Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much indeed.